You're on.
Sunday morning, 9/21/25. The title of this is Body Worship Part 4. The title is called Two Camps. We're going to discover what I mean by that. I can remember years ago, there was a newscaster named Bill O'Reilly, and he used to have what you call the spin zone. And I was always kind of curious about it because I didn't really know what is the spin zone. Well, now I know. Since the fall in the garden, the devil and his minions have been busy spinning the truth. He is the serpent, the twisty serpent. He twists the truth. He quoted truth to Jesus in his temptation. Twisted truth. He twisted the truth with Eve in the garden. So he's still doing his same twisty things to try to get us off of the straight and narrow path that God has before us. We're going to look at some scriptures on this. The first one is John 8:32. Says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And this is a good lesson. If you think you're hearing the word of God, or you're hearing God, and you act on it, and it's not working out, you might give it a rethink. You understand? Yeah. Because God's word works, and when God speaks his word to you, and you do it, it works. Okay, let's go over to John 14. He comes as an angel of light. He masquerades as an angel of light. That's why a lot of people think when they hear voices or they hear certain things, it has to be God. No, God does not speak that way. Now, there is an audible voice of God, but the devil tries to mimic God's voice and deceive. Okay, John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is the way. He is the truth. God's truth. Not the God of this world's spin on it. There's a lot of that going on, and I understand the program now, because Bill O'Reilly, as far as I know, was a conservative leaning. I never watched the program, but I realized, you know, after all the stuff started, especially back in 2015-16, that this is what he was talking about, how the media, the 666 corporations, they spin the word. They have a narrative that they are trying to portray to the people. And it's not a good one. It's God, not God's, it's Satan's narrative. Okay. 16 and 17 of that same chapter, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He was telling the disciples, I'm going back, but I'm sending a comforter. And he's going to abide with you forever. So I'm not leaving you as an orphan. I'm not abandoning you, but I'm sending the Spirit of truth. Okay, John 15:26. Jesus continues here, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." So the Holy Spirit will give witness. He's the Spirit of truth. So when we're seeking answers, that's the answer we want. You know, even when the enemy does speak something, there's something a little off about it. He thinks he can betray God, but he can't. He may be the God of this world, but he is not God Almighty. Not now, not ever. John 17:17. "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." That's why I don't understand people departing from the truth and the word of God, because some so-and-so gets on a podcast and says, "Oh, it's no good," and all this stuff. They don't get it. This is a supernatural book. It's the only supernatural book that we have, that there is. Jesus is called the Word of God. It is a living book. It is spiritual. It has the ability to mature us, lead us, guide us, whatever we need, no matter what the gainsayers say about its origins or what's been taken out or whatever. The Spirit of the Word is the Holy Spirit. And he's alive in us. Okay. This is our defense from the spin zone. All right, let's go back. Let's go to Mark. This is Mark 4. We're not going to read the whole thing, just a couple verses here. 4:14-15. "The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside when the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." So that's what the parable of the sower is about. It's condition of soil, people's hearts, and the word of God within their heart. Jesus prayed this prayer for the disciples. Let's go back to John. I guess I should have read it before I turned. This is John 17. We're going to start with 6 there. It says here, right, the subtitle here says, "Jesus' prayer for his disciples. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and they have known or surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." Let's see where I stopped there. We keep going. "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy words, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That'd be us. That'd be us. The spin zone has created reprobate minds. Listening to the narrative. We're going to go over to Romans chapter 1. I know I've read this many times, but for the sake of anyone who might be listening to this that has not heard it, starting with verse 15, let's just start with 16. Well, let me read 15. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Now, Rome, I'd probably say Rome was the cesspool. It was the hierarchy of the beast system at that time. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They bought into the spin zone. The devil spins the truth. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For them, just think about it. These people that have an identity crisis. And a man thinking, no, I'm a woman. You can't get any more twisted in the thinking than that. Thinking they could pretend they have periods, put tampon machines in the men's restroom, think that they could have a baby. They might could use chemicals to get breast, but there ain't no milk coming out of there for that baby. See, it says within themselves they know the truth, but they hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's what it, right here. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. You can cut it off and stick something else on, but I'm telling you what. God made man and he made woman, and that's the end of the story. For God has showed it unto them how? Their very nature, just like observing the animals. And that's in this right here, the next verse about creation. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And I would say to you, if you ever saw an animal doing something like that, they've probably been messed with and altered, just like transsexuals and homosexuals, mainly transsexuals. They have to be chemically pumped full of things to make them do what they do. Well, Satan accommodates that, I'm sure. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. In other words, God made a mistake. I'm really a woman trapped in a man's body. Really? And it's mainly men that do this. The few women that I've heard give their testimony that did this, they said it ruined their lives. Because women are emotional creatures and men are not. And so these women, even though they may trans to a man, they still have those emotions like a woman, and they talked about high suicide rates because they don't have anybody anymore. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I remember, I think it was last year. I don't know if there's foot cameras in the Capitol, but there was a footage of two homosexuals, or sodomy was going on, and it got on film. Desecrating places of authority in our land. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Baphomet worship. They may not realize that's who they're worshiping, but Baphomet goes way back. During the days of the prophets like Elijah, they were worshiping Baal, same thing. And this thing has a penis and has breast, and they worshiped and sacrificed their children to this God. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Who did that? The spin zone. Satan. And worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You know what he's saying to them? Well, I can't. I'm a man. I can't have a baby. Hath God said? You know, you could go do all these things, and that's possible. He's still doing the same thing. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You talk about body worship. It doesn't get any worse than this. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. This is all because of a narrative. Think about it. When same-sex marriage was adopted by the Supreme Court, it's like the trannies exploded. They all come out of the closet and all started their skanky stuff. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Let me see what reprobate here. This is a reprobate mind. Unapproved, rejected, worthless, depraved thinking. To do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. So this has been going on since the garden. You can read through the old covenant and see that over and over and over, Israel adopted the idol worship, body worship, because these demons, that's what they require, the depravity of the flesh. what we just read here. This has been going on since that the day that Satan deceived Eve in the garden. He declared war on the seed of the woman, and he's gone after the seed of the woman. And his goal is to kill us all. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Whatever he has to do. Well, he isn't going to be successful, you know. But nonetheless, this is what's going on. You can have all, you know, your fancy experts and analyzing all the problems or whatever you want to do, but all you got to look in the Bible to find out what's going on. And I think really the ones at the top, part of the less than 10 that know, I think they know the truth. They know exactly everything that's going on. I believe God has seen to it that they do. Because how can God help them do the right things to help recover? Because we were headed to extinction. Satan's agenda is twisted. A sure sign in our day is the worship of Baphomet, the original twisted sister. Transgenderism is as twisted as they come. They are in God's face and they're defying him and his word. They're very, very violent. They're very, very arrogant. And they're after the children. Ephesians 1. Paul, start with verse 1 there. Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual things in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. There's that mystery. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him which worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. This is why Jesus came. It was to rescue us and all that were here. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So he came for this time. He came to rescue men from the spin zone. How's it going to change? It seems that the world is pretty far gone. We as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a commission. That's the Great Commission, to take the Word of God. The Word of God will transform a tranny. And I don't care what they've done to themselves. I believe that God can transform them back. They can be transformed by the renewing of their mind back to their original state. God's in the restoring business, not the killing business. Not the killing, stealing, or destroying business. Let's go on to Ephesians 2. This whole book is about this mystery. Why Jesus came to rescue. This was a rescue operation from the God of this world. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. People think, how did we get to this horrible place? Well, what people really don't realize is we've been to this place over and over and over and over again. You can go look back in the Old Testament where God would send them in and have them kill out all those of this persuasion. Sodomites. We don't kill them out nowadays. We get them born again. There's the answer. They were under the prince of the power of the air that work in the children of disobedience. This is what is going on with them. And if we can look at them through this lens instead of just, they're just so skanky and I hate them and all this stuff. If we can look at them through the eyes of Jesus, who went to the cross for them, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our own flesh. We were all sinners. Jesus died for us all, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. Hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Yeah, even the trannies and the homosexuals. And you can add, there's a whole list of other type of people that are all sinners, all looking to suffer the same fate, unless the gospel's taken to them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now, as Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. See, love is what's going to bring these people around, not hate. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself one of twain, one new man, so making peace. These people are miserable. They're not in their natural state. They're not in their natural mind. They need hope, not scorn. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. That's why Jesus came. That all receive of this great gift. It's the Word of God that transforms a tranny, a murderer, a rapist, a pedophile, a drunk, an adulterer. Put whatever else you want in there. It's God. It's the Word of God that transforms the mind. Satan glorifies the flesh, but sound doctrine, God's Word, is what is going to make the turnaround, I believe. Paul reveals the mystery of Christ. This is Ephesians chapter 3, just the first five verses here. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So I tell you, apostles and prophets have a very, very heavy mandate on them. They're receiving the revelation that's able to help rescue these poor lost souls that have no hope. You know, for God so loved the world, God loves the tranny. I don't like what they do. I don't like how they look. I don't like anything about it. But there is a person there that Jesus died for when you see them. You know, they're so twisted in their minds that all you can have is compassion for them because they really don't know what they're doing. They're so messed up. They're probably the worst of the worst. Okay. It's for all to receive this sound doctrine. Okay, John 1:12. But it's right here, 11, he said, let's do 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Doesn't matter what bloodline you are of. Right here. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Jesus was made flesh, dwelt among us. He came and died so they would have a chance. Okay, let's keep going. Ephesians 3. This whole book of Ephesians is just amazing to me. It is so full. Every time I read it, I see new things in it. 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now in him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You know what? When we come down to body worship, the church is infiltrated with body worship. It's not as extreme as the transgender, but it's the same. In God's eyes, it's the same. It's works of the flesh as opposed to Christ in you. Okay, all about the inner man. The spin zone glorifies the flesh. This is body worship, the outer man. Becoming a son of God is all about the inner man. Okay, Ephesians 4, first six verses. I there, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, even as you're called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I tell you what, that's a revelation that I want the church to get. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father of all. One. Not many ways to Jesus, not many ways to heaven, but only one way, Jesus. Okay. The fivefold ministry has been graced and placed to mature the saints. Their sole aim is to move the believer out of body worship, walking in the flesh and embracing the inner man and walking by the Spirit. Other than the Great Commission and getting people born again and starting to mentor people, this is their goal. How are we ever going to move as a body till we all come into the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God? Okay, let's keep going here. Verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. So every person is like a body part. They have a part to play in this role. Helping people, well, teaching them to pray in the Spirit until they get what God wants them to do and they get in that proper place. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the end of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, and the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. The church is full of body worship. They're still stuck under Judaism. They still go to the witch doctors. They don't have a clue. They believe it's God. They even say, God did it. God did it. God did it. And God say, no, I didn't do that. Mm-mm. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head of in Christ, for whom the whole body, fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. How can we operate as a body when we're not even to the place where we're all hearing the same thing? We're just scattered groups all over the place that are just doing our little four wall thing. Here is what vanity is. Inility, that means empty, profitless, idle, vain, transientness, moral depravity. I mean like transgender. I mean, if we're not unified in the body of Christ and we have our goal before God and we're moving forward as a body and acting like a body, are we doing any good? No. We're just out there. Like I said before, it's like we're body parts scattered all over, but the body hadn't come together, and the body's not, if the body don't come together, what can an arm out here do? Nothing. We all come to the unity of the faith. Why? What is the unity of the faith? Well, the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. This inside job that's supposed to be going on, not an outside job, not outside institutions, but inside. Temples not made with hands. Revelation 13 gives us a picture. I'm not going to read all of it, but it gives us a picture. It shows us the beast. This is the spin zone. This is what has kept us from fulfilling God's will. Right here. This is what John is observing. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns upon his horns, ten crowns upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. This is the beast. Talks about the mark of the beast. Talks about the image of the beast. What's got people so brainwashed? The image of the beast. Like I told you, the six corporations, they all have logos that have 666. It says here it's the number of a man. Corporations are run by men, CEOs. Okay. All major networks have 666 in their company logos. The image of the beast has brainwashed all who watch it. 666, the number of a man. The beast system run by men and corporations. There's only two masters. Either you're going to have God's care over you or you're going to walk in self-care. There's the two ways. There's the two camps. Sound doctrine will bring the church and the home together. This is something that is so... The Lord brought up to me Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood. And her goal was to kill every black baby on the earth or in the earth. I heard a black conservative man say this. The father is extinct in the black race. That's why they're our most violent, hard to control, do most of the crime, because they had no father figure in the home. And they've been targeted for extinction. That's what Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood for. And it carries on into this day. There were a couple of reporters, a man and a woman. It's been back 15 years or so ago. And they went undercover and interviewed someone selling baby body parts. After abortion, they sell the liver and they keep all the parts intact. So I don't know what some parts are used for, but I know some people eat, people that eat their own. Just in the last couple of years, they have been kind of exonerated, but they wanted to send them to prison. Not Planned Parenthood for doing these atrocities and selling the body parts for these extravagant amounts of money, but the reporters. But they finally got their appeal. But Planned Parenthood hasn't even gotten a slap on the wrist. And that's what's going on. This is part of this system. It is to kill. It's what the Georgia Guidestones were all about, to make us extinct except for the few they needed to do their bidding so Satan could do his bidding. Okay. This change will not come by having the greatest country or the greatest government. That helps, and we should pray for our leaders like God has told us to do. But if the church doesn't get it in line, the church has to change. The church has to hear His word and obey it. God's leaders, fivefold, have to step up and begin to get themselves in order, put their, what do you call it, egos aside, maybe? Realize, I might be over a little house church of 10 to 20 instead of some big corporation. These are hard things to hear, and a lot of people probably don't want to hear it. But you know what? If we're going to move on with God, it's going to be this way. It will have to be God's way. Because we have failed. As a religious organization, we have failed. The world is worse than it's ever been. Satan comes like a roaring lion to kill, steal, and destroy. And we have seen that since 2015 more than ever. And all I know to do is to just keep bringing the word that the Lord gives me to bring and pray that others like me are stepping up. The Lord said He was going to do it all at once, that they're stepping up and they're doing the same thing. And that's how the world's going to change. And that's the only way it can change. Like I said, you can go in and clean them all out. You can do all of that stuff. But if you don't get the person born again and their behavior changed, it'll start all over again, just like it has before. Okay, Revelation 6. In Revelation 6, these are the seals opening, and it's a revelation to me of the times we're in. I've read it so many times, I'm not going to read it again, but I wrote it down because this is that system. The unveiling, chapter 6. This is what the book of Revelation is, disclosure. It's not for us to sit on our suitcases and wait to fly away to heaven and escape this place. It is to reveal what's been going on in this world and this beast system and what this beast system has done. I will read this part here. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? They ain't going to be able to hide. They've been exposed. What Book of Revelation means, it means disclosure. This is the disclosure of Jesus Christ to all who will listen in the times we're in. I believe that's where we sit in history, because we know about their holes in the rocks. Okay, a reprobate society that eats its own children. This is the twisted system that we have been under. I'm going to read one more scripture. This is Isaiah 29. Just two verses, 13 and 24. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. 24. They also, the erred in spirit, shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. So we're being brought out of this beast church system into God's system. And what's going to change it? They'll learn doctrine. They'll learn the truth. Okay.